USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
I can no longer remain in today's Democratic Party that's under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers who are driven by cowardly wokeness, who are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, who demonize the police but protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, who believe in open borders, who weaponize the national security state to go after their political opponents, and above all, who are dragging us ever closer to nuclear war.
Former Democrat presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard announced she is leaving the Democrat Party. A union representing nearly 12,000 railroad workers on Monday rejected the White House brokered tentative contract agreement between freight railroad companies and all 12 of their unions. President Biden condemned missile strikes against multiple Ukrainian residential areas Monday by Russian President Vladimir Putin, who claimed they were in retaliation for the explosion of a bridge linking mainland Russia with occupied Crimea. Putin claims it was a terrorist attack. Los Angeles City Council President Nuri Martinez resigned from her position Monday after she and two other council members were recorded making racist remarks. Monday night, Los Angeles County Federation of Labor President Ron Herrera submitted his resignation over his involvement in the racist conversation that was secretly recorded. Officials in Israel and Lebanon announced Tuesday they have accepted a U.S.-mediated agreement on a maritime border between the countries. The two traditional enemies that will allow natural gas exploration in the disputed area in the eastern Mediterranean will reduce the threat of regional conflict. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato,
papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberries, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
A missing Georgia toddler has been found.
It's been 5 days since 20-month-old Quentin Simon was last seen in his playpen at home in Savannah, Georgia. Chatham County police say no one is being ruled out as a suspect, but they so far have no real leads. Police Chief Jeff Hadley, Monday afternoon, saying his team is receiving invaluable assistance from the FBI.
We believe with the continued assistance of the FBI, we will have a resolution to this case. We understand that people far beyond Chatham County have become emotionally invested in this incident and the search for Quentin, and they want answers.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
China and India have both called for the de-escalation between Russia and Ukrainian forces after deadly missile strikes occurred Monday across Ukraine. China and India are Russia's biggest allies, and both have refrained from criticizing the Russian invasion since it began in February. Former United Nations Ambassador Bill Richardson has suggested that jailed Americans Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan could soon be released, maybe by the end of the year. The former New Mexico governor runs the Richardson Center. The center works with American families on hostage negotiations and prisoner releases. The Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences was awarded Monday to former Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke and two other U.S. academics whose work helped governments and central bankers navigate the global financial crisis during the pandemic. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.